Shabbos. We continue our worship in the prayer book on page 115. Praise be he who by his creative world called the universe into being. Praised be he who sustains it by his might. Praised be he who orders it in his wisdom and establishes the world in righteousness. Praised be thou, O God, for thy manifold mercies unto us, for our heritage of faith, for visions of truth and of duty, and for the courage to remain true to our higher nature amid trials and temptations. Thy servants in all generations have found joy in worshiping thee with pure hearts. With psalms and songs they glorify thy name. We too would adore thee with prayers of thanksgiving and with deeds of loving kindness. Happy are they who dwell in thy house, they are continually praising thee.
Happy are they who dwell in thy house, happy is the people of God is the Lord.
I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever.
Every day I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever.
Great is the Lord and highly to be praised, and his greatness is beyond our finding out.
What generation shall praise thy works, and what other shall declare thy mighty acts?
I will speak of the splendor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works.
Then shall tell of my mighty acts, and I will tell of thy great works.
They shall herald thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness.
Lord, praise the people of new passion, close to my name and great mercy.
The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Raiseth up those who are bowed down.
I have always upon thee, and thou makest that thy hope is due thee.
Thou openest thy hand and satisfiest the desire of every living being.
Lord, the righteous dwells away, and gracious is all his work.
The Lord is near unto all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth.
My mouth shall utter the praise of the Lord, and all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever.
Thou, hast endowed us with reason to distinguish between right and wrong, and with freedom to choose between good and evil. Though thy greatness is beyond our understanding, thou art near to the hearts of the lowly who seek thee, and who strive to do thy will. Teach us to be firm in our devotion to thee in health and in sickness, in prosperity and adversity. May thy law ever be a light unto us as we pursue our daily tasks. By thy grace, may we live in harmony with our dear ones and work in peace and concord with all our neighbors. Amen. Great has been thy love for us, and thy compassion boundless. Our fathers put their trust in thee, and thou didst teach them the law of life. Be gracious also unto us, that we may understand and fulfill the teachings of thy word. Lighten our eyes in thy law, that we may cling unto thy commandments. Unite our hearts to love and revere thee. We trust in thee, rejoice in thy saving power, for from thee cometh our help. Thou hast called us and drawn us nigh unto thee to serve thee in faithfulness. Joyfully do we lift up our voices and proclaim thy unity. Praise be thou, O God, who in thy love hast called thy people Israel to serve thee. We rise and say together, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohim, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Thy word, which thou hast spoken through thy prophets.
Thou art the only God, our earth, and light and life is all.
Thou art the strength of our life, the rock of our salvation, thy kingdom and thy truth abide forever.
Thou hast been the help of our fathers, the sign of trouble, and art our refuge of all generations.
Thou art the first and the last, and besides thee there is no redeemer nor helper. Thy law rule in the hearts of all thy children, and thy truth unite them in bonds of fellowship.
Make the righteous of all men rejoice in thy grace, and by thy power.
O God, who art our refuge and our hope, we glorify thy name now as did our fathers in ancient days.
Thank you.
Rock of Israel, redeem those who are oppressed and deliver those who are persecuted. Praised be thou, our Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel.
Thank you.
generation to generation, we declare thy greatness, and throughout all ages proclaim thy holiness. Thy praise shall never cease from our lips. Praised be thou, O Lord, the God of holiness. Our God and God of our fathers, grant that our worship on this Sabbath be acceptable to thee. May we, sanctified through thy commandments, become sharers in the blessings of thy word. Teach us to be satisfied with the gifts of thy goodness and gratefully to rejoice in all thy mercies. Purify our hearts that we may serve thee in truth. O help us to preserve the Sabbath as Israel's heritage from generation to generation, that it may ever bring rest and joy, peace and comfort to the dwellings of our brethren, and through it thy name be hallowed in all the earth. Praise be thou, O Lord, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Look with favor, O Lord, upon us, and may our service be acceptable unto thee. Praised be thou, O God, whom alone we serve in reverence. We gratefully acknowledge, O Lord our God, that thou art our creator and preserver, the rock of our life and the shield of our help. We render thanks unto thee for our lives which are in thy hand, for our souls which are ever in thy keeping, for thy wondrous providence and for thy continuous goodness, which thou bestowest upon us day by day. Truly thy mercies never fail, and thy loving kindness never ceases. Therefore do we forever put our trust in thee. Grant us peace, thy most precious gift, O thou eternal source of peace, and enable Israel to be its messenger unto the peoples of the earth. Bless our country that it may ever be a stronghold of peace and its advocate in the council of nations. May contentment reign within its borders, health and happiness within its homes. Strengthen the bonds of friendship and fellowship among all the inhabitants of our land. Plant virtue in every soul, and may the love of thy name hallow every home and every heart. Praised be thou, O Lord, giver of peace. Thank you. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the flood. Who shall ascend the mountain of the Lord, and who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not taken my name in vain, and hath not sworn deceitfully. He shall receive a blessing from the Lord, and justice from the God of his salvation. Such is the generation of them that seek thee, that seek thy presence, O God of Jacob.
Thank you.
verse 1. You may follow me in your Bibles on page 145.
For the Haftarah, we turn now to page 523 in our Bibles. We read from the Song of Deborah, Judges chapter 5, beginning with verse 1. On that day, Deborah and Barak, son of Abinoam, sang, "When locks go untrimmed in Israel, when people dedicate themselves, bless the Lord. Hear, O kings, hear, O potentates, I will sing to the Lord, will hymn the Lord, the God of Israel. O Lord, when you came forth from Seir, advanced from the country of Edom, the earth trembled, the heavens dripped, yea, the clouds dripped water, the mountains quaked before the Lord, hill of Sinai, before the Lord God of Israel. In the days of Shamgar, son of Anat, in the days of Yahel, caravans ceased, and wayfarers went by roundabout paths. Deliverance ceased in Israel till you arose, O Deborah, arose a mother in Israel. When they chose new gods, was there a fight then in the gates? Neither shield, no shield or spear was seen among 40,000 in Israel. My heart is with Israel's leaders. With the dedicated of the people, bless the Lord. You ride with tawny she-asses. You sit on saddle rugs. You wayfarers declare it louder than the sound of archers. There among the watering places, let them chant the gracious acts of the Lord, his gracious deliverance of Israel. Then did the people of the Lord march down to the gates. Awake, awake, O Deborah. Awake, awake, strike up a chant. Arise, O Balak. Take your captive, O son of Abinoam. Misha Birath Botano Abraham Yitzhakia Akobi Botano Sarab Riftah Rachel Vilayah. May the one who blessed our ancestors Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, and Leah bestow the blessing of health and healing upon the ill and the sick of our temple family and community. May the Holy One look with compassion upon them. May God send unto them the blessings of renewed strength and revived spirit. Let us all say, Amen.
The Prayer Book, page 148. Thou who art the source of all blessings, be with this congregation and with all its members, their families, and their households. Prosper them in their various callings and occupations. Help them in their needs and guide them in their difficulties. Hear thou the prayers of all who worship here this morning. Comfort the sorrowing and cheer the silent sufferers. Bless those who guide and serve this congregation, those who contribute to its strength. Lord, with the joy and goodness, charitable and merciful, who aid the poor, care for the sick, teach the ignorant, and extend a helping hand to those who have lost their way in the world. Fervently we invoke thy blessing upon our country and our nation. Guard them, O God, from calamity and injury. Suffer not their adversaries to triumph over them. But let the glories of the just, righteous, and God-fearing people increase from age to age. Lighten with thy wisdom and sustain with thy power those whom the people have sent in authority. The president, his counselors and advisors, judges, lawgivers, and executives, and all who are entrusted with our safety and with the guardianship of our rights and our liberties. May peace and goodwill obtain among all the inhabitants of our land. May religion spread its blessings among us and exalt our nation in righteousness. Amen.
Oh.
text, taken from the Tannaitic Midrash in the book of Exodus, the Midrash called Nechilta of Rabbi Ishmael. A quarrel broke out as to who should have the privilege of throwing himself into the sea first. The prince of the tribe of Judah, Nachshon ben Aminadab, was the first person to leap into the waves. But instead of being followed by his own tribe, the tribe of Judah, it was the tribe of Benjamin who followed immediately into the Red Sea after him. When the members of the tribe of Judah saw that the tribe of Benjamin had preceded them, they began to throw stones at the tribe of Benjamin. The Holy One said, "I know that the quarrel between the tribes of Judah and Benjamin was for my honor. Therefore I shall reward them both. Benjamin was rewarded by having Jerusalem built in its portion, and Judah was rewarded with having the kings of Israel forever in its tribe, rewarded with royalty." Dear friends, I relate this midrash based on our Torah portion for three fundamental reasons. The first is to dispel the notion that Jews always took the Bible literally. Jews have never read the Bible literally. As soon as the ink was dry on the first parchment scrolls of the Tanakh, the Hebrew Bible, there began by the earliest scribes and then later by the Pharisees and all of the subsequent teachers, there began a process of exegesis and eisegesis, of hermeneutic interpretation, of addition, of exaggeration, that ultimately resulted in the staggering corpus of Midrash and Talmud and commentary and code. Simply put, Bible stories are important. But the rabbinic exegesis, the stories about the stories, they are even more important. Reason two for invoking the Midrash is to point out the great pitfall and danger in offering elementary level courses in comparative religion in the secondary schools. It should be stamped out immediately. Such courses usually tend to view Judaism in the most superficial light. Yes, they give credit to our people for having produced the Bible, but then somehow they conclude that all Jewish religious creativity ceased with the completion of the Bible, as though Jewish development came to an end, to an abrupt end, in the second century before the Common Era. Never mentioned in these courses are the Palestinian and Babylonian academies, which flourished for seven centuries, and the subsequent periods of the great sages and philosophers without whose efforts Aristotle would never have reached Europe. And the third reason to invoke this midrash is to point out that there are in our stories eternal lessons for every generation. So let us return to the shore of the Red Sea. And let me ask you this question. Who are ultimately the great people? The ones who jump in first, or the ones who jump in behind? Listen to this story from the Midrash. When Rabbi Judah Hanasi, that's Judah the Prince, died, his son suggested that Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa should become the new leader of the Jewish people. Rabbi Hanina declined. He knew that he had qualified colleagues, and each one of them had his heart set on what we might call the top job. The last thing that Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa wanted to do was to cause grief to a fellow scholar. And so Rabbi Hanina decided to take the third position, not the first position, in the Leadership Academy. So happened that Rabbi Hanina ended up living a very long life. And he often expressed the opinion that he wasn't sure why he had merited such longevity. He told his students that there were two possibilities. Either it was because he gave up a career of great honor so as not to hurt a colleague, or perhaps it was because he was once traveling from Tiberias to Tsipouri and he made a 6-hour detour on the road to go and visit his sick colleague, Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta. One of those two, he said, had given him this great long life. End of the story. Now, upon first hearing, we might not find this midrash particularly inspiring. Think a little deeper. Here we have Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa, a saint, if ever there were one. We have Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa reminiscing through the milestones that made an everlasting impression on his heart and on the heart of others. Here is Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa, wondering why he was lucky enough to live to see grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And two episodes came to his mind. There were only two incidents that he thought could bring him such merit. Was it his historic act of heroism, of humility, of selfishness, of honor for the Torah? Remember, he gave up the highest and most prestigious job for the sake of another colleague. Or was it that 6-hour detour he took on his trip to give honor to Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta? And what kind of question is this? How could the two be compared, or equated, or even remembered at the same time? How could he doubt which of the two deeds earned him a long life? The answer is that this world is not built on heroism. It is built on everyday acts of goodness that come up every hour of every day. It's not jumping into the fire. It's calling your mother. It's not fasting for weeks on end. It's sharing food with somebody who has less. It's not making speeches before the thousands. It's saying hello to someone who most people would rather ignore. Nobody throws ticker tape on the person who chooses to be faithful to his wife, or on the lawyer who doesn't take the drug money, or on the daughter who held her tongue again and again. Those are the real things out of which Olam Haba, the world to come, is made. Sure, everybody wants to be a hero. But fewer people are willing to do the simple day-to-day, unnoticeable, non-dramatic acts of just being a mensch. So the Midrash. The Jewish nation arrived at the banks of the Red Sea and they started to fight. So what's new in Jewish life? Each tribe wanted to be the first to jump into the Red Sea. While the argument went on, Nachshon ben Aminadab of the tribe of Judah jumped in, followed by the tribe of Benjamin. The tribe of Judah watched and started to pelt them with stones. Rabbi Meir said, because Benjamin walked into the water first, they were honored that Jerusalem would be in their portion of the land of Israel. And because the tribe of Judah threw stones, they became the kings of Israel. Fine. We can all understand the tribe of Benjamin, and we understand their reward. While all of the other tribes were arguing, the tribe of Benjamin took the bull by the horns and they jumped into the water. They were the heroes. They split the Red Sea. But Judah? They threw stones. What did Judah do that was so meritorious? Why did Judah deserve royalty, King David coming from them? The answer is, that while the tribe of Benjamin was rewarded for jumping, the tribe of Judah was rewarded for not jumping. There was a reason for the argument. There were questions of protocol, of history, of philosophy. The tribe of Judah said, "Don't jump so fast. We all want to be superstars, but let's do the right thing, even if it's not quite as glitzy as the others." This maturity and selflessness is what earned the tribe of Judah its royalty, the royalty out of which King David emerged, and out of which his successor will, with God's help, eventually come and jump in to redeem us all. Good Shabbos to you. Revealed in the heavens above, and whose greatness is manifest throughout the world. He is our God, there is none else. We bow the head in reverence and worship the King of Kings, the Holy One, praise be.
Sylvia Rottenberg, Seymour Schneiderman,
cherished members of our own congregational family who were summoned unto eternity during recent days. To all of us, we name in our hearts those whom we loved and whom we have lost, who have entered into the peace of life eternal. They still live on earth in the acts of goodness they perform, and in the hearts of those who cherish their memory. May the beauty of their lives abide among us as a loving benediction. May the Father of peace send peace to all who mourn. Comfort all the bereaved among us. Amen. Dear friends, good Shabbos to you all, and welcome to everybody. For those visiting Temple Emmanuel for the very first time, we wish you a special welcome, and should, after allowing us the privilege of greeting you in the lobby, you wish to learn more about the history of the temple, the nature of the architecture of this largest Jewish house of worship in the world, Kenai Nahara, then please return to this front row of pews, and a member of the temple will be more than happy to greet you and to give you such a tour. There are many activities taking place now at the temple. Back in the old days, of course, all of us remember when we published a weekly bulletin, and people would always say to me, "I never read it." Now we publish a monthly bulletin, and they say to me, "I read it." So for all of these activities, please consult our very lively and informative monthly bulletin. Our bulletin editor puts in a tremendous amount of work in it, the entire staff pitches in, and it is a labor of all for one, and one for all. Temple Emmanuel is a house of prayer for all peoples. All who worship here with us in peace, always most welcome in this house of God. Shabbat Shalom, U'mevarach.
Yabarak Lachol.